It's 7 o'clock. Can people hear me? Are we on? Okay, I'd like to call the meeting to order. It is 7:01. I'd like to call, would everyone please quiet their electronic devices. And I'd like to call to order the Port Malabar Holiday Park Mobile Home Park Recreational District regular meeting. And let's call to order. Would everyone stand, please, for the invocation. Heavenly Father, we come to you asking for guidance and wisdom and support as we begin this meeting. Fill us with your grace as we engage in discussion, allowing us to grow closer as a group. Lord, guide us as we make decisions that will affect the residents and their families. We pray for the health and well-being of residents and employees and families here at home or traveling. We also would like to think of the people in California and that you would watch over them, that they're safe in these fires and bring it to a quick end. We ask that you watch over and guide the nation and bless it and bring peace we all desire. Guide our elected officials to use the wisdom in their decision making. Also protect our military and first responders. Bring them home safe and unharmed to their family and friends. Use your grace to heal the sick and the suffering. In his name we pray. Amen. Before we start the pledge, I would really like to take a moment of silence, since it is Veterans Day, to really think of someone that you know that has served this country, whether they're a veteran or a first responder for this country. And we'll take a few seconds and then we will start the pledge. But when you do say the pledge, try to think about what the words you are saying. So, thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, everyone. We will now do the roll call.
Keith Richer.
Here.
Bob Shortledge.
Here.
Eloise Raffo.
Here.
Joanne Gagan. Here. Allison Kelly.
Here.
Kendra Bender.
Here.
Barbara Whitnick is absent. Helen Ferguson.
Here.
Jack Emmerich.
Here.
And the record may show that Cherie Morris is here as district manager.
We have a quorum, so that we'll have hold a meeting. Okay, I would like to call on Cherie Morris to introduce our new assistant.
Hi, everybody. This is Lauren Lyon. She is my new administrative assistant. She comes very highly recommended. She's been a great asset so far to us, and we welcome her here. She'd like to just say a few little words here.
Hello, I'm Lori, and I moved over here from Kissimmee about 2 years ago. I have extensive accounting, bookkeeping, QuickBooks knowledge, and I managed a $77 million budget for a Central Florida concrete manufacturer for over 16 years, and we are happy to be over here, my husband and I, and I'm a team player, and I'm glad to be part of your team.
Okay, I did want to change a little bit in the agenda on the approval of the minutes. We are doing October 22nd, and we'll move the November 2nd ones to next week, or next meeting. Now, I see that you have the trustees report on the pool rule. Did you want to do that now? Before the minutes?
I think she would approve the minutes first.
Okay. I thought we had the different ways, just different on here, so I want to make sure. Okay, so we'll, the minutes for October 22nd, the workshop minutes, can I have a motion that they be approved?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion or correction? Okay, then all those in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, Carrie, the minutes have been approved. Thank you. Okay, trustee report. Allison, were you going to do the pool reel? Okay.
One of the things that I was working on before I was ill was to work with the custodial staff. They were having problems with back pain, and we discovered that the problem was when they had to reel up the solar covers. Now, our pool is 54 feet in length, 30 foot wide. We have two covers that are about 16 feet wide by 54 feet. The first one, they can reel up just fine, but the second one was killing their back. One of the custodians went out for a while with back pain, and I thought, okay, we've got to do something. This reel is old. So what I've done is I did some investigation, so I'd like to present this to you.
Yes, thank you.
You could get the lights.
Thank you.
Anyway, what I did is I went out, I looked at the reel, I talked to the custodial staff, and I asked them what was their concern. And the concern was their knees, because they had to bend down, take the crank the reel, and they said the first one was okay, but as the solar cover got wound up, the weight of the water, the weight of the solar cover kept getting heavier and heavier. Then they had to take our solar cover reel, move it down, attach the second one, and keep winding it up. So now, there we go. So now, the weight was the worst problem. So I want to talk about and show you their current reel. All right, go ahead. All right, our current reel, what the current problems were, and what possible solutions we could come up with. So, one more time. This is what our current reel looks like. Now, as you can see the inside, that's our first reel. Here's what the guys crank continually, manually. And if you can imagine pulling all of this weight on the inside and then having to pull the second weight on the outside, it's laborsome. And what was happening, their backs were hurting, their shoulders were hurting, their arms were hurting, and this has been going on for years. So I said, okay, we need to do something about this. Okay. So I talked to them, I went on the internet, and here's essentially, they get down and they reel. This is what it's supposed to look like for a single reel, which those poles are made for. So, okay, hold on. So what's our solution? Okay, our pool is 30 foot wide, 54 feet, 9 inches long. If anybody can do math with water weight, length, weight, you know, that's super heavy. I'm not going to bore you with the statistical details of it. So the solution is to get a double reel, which are two 16-foot tubes. Both two tubes, that same length. However, it looks like this. So the first reel, which is easy for them to do, would be down a little bit. They could reel this, and this is a much bigger circumference wind, so it's easier. Then they attach the second one, they push this down to the second part and attach this, and now they're standing up. They have less resistance here and less chance of hurting themselves, pulling the additional weight. So by doing a double reel, we have your decreased weight dragged by equalizing the distribution of the water, the weight of the solar cover, and the pull of the water as they're pulling it in. They decrease their back strain, so therefore we have less chance of injury, which we don't want to happen to our employees. Oh, we have passed the best one. There we go. Of spending a little bit more money so that we don't have injured employees, sick employees, lost work of time. Decreased chance of injury, and I'm going to keep saying this because this is the main point. Decreased loss of work for employees. Remember, they're hourly employees. They don't work, they don't get paid. And then for us, as a park, decrease the workman's compensation costs. So what is this going to cost us? That new double reel, $1,650. a storage cover, which is to wrap it up when it's not using, is $16.99. Shipping I found for free. So a total of $1,716.98 for the benefits of our employee. We originally, and I don't have this slide, originally looked into an automatic reel. Said, great, yeah, they can reel up this piece of equipment, attach it to the hose, press a button, and winds it up. Great, except 20 foot is the maximum they make them wind for. Except one company, one reel, they wanted to charge us for the 2 16-foot double reel $11,100. For the battery to run the power reel, $10,822. A cover that would pay $16.99 for $131.56. Shipping, $2,783. Sucker! So I said no. So I talked to the custodian there because I wanted their input. I know you'd like something, you push a button and everything winds up. But can this work? They said, we would love it. It would help immensely. So I have three quotes. This is the best quote right here, but I've gotten three quotes from two other companies, and it ranges from $17,1698, which is this one, to $21,8698. So that's my spiel. I hope that they've been dealing with this a long time. I would like to see us at least get this for the employees for those benefits. Thank you.
Question. We have two pools. Why only one reel? Is the other one good enough? Because we have the money. It's a great price. What about getting two?
We don't cover the cold.
Okay.
This is only for when it gets cool, because our warm pool is needed. If we don't cover it, we lose all that heat.
Okay, got it.
Jack.
How much time in the past have we lost our employees to?
I don't know exactly, but I do know for a fact that Jose was out for a couple of weeks and one other custodian was out in the past with backstring.
The old cover is pretty thick. This one looks pretty thin. Is it solar cover as well?
No, it was the cover that goes around the solar cover that when it's rolled up, you put on it. That's a $16.99.
Yeah, you're going to say that's in double.
Yeah,
that's
the solar covers we're going to continue.
Use the same.
Okay. That's correct.
I make a motion to approve the purchase of the wheels.
Second.
Who made a second?
Jeff.
Okay, any more discussion on the board? Any discussion from the audience? If you have discussion, you need to come up to the microphone. You need your name and your address.
I'm Frank. Frank, we need 1115 to do the report. Just a couple of questions to clarify. Have the workers been using waste belts or back support belts when they're doing that particular function? Or that particular duty? Do you think that might benefit them as well?
Jose does. I'm not sure about Sean, but I'm positive Jose does.
Yeah, he always does.
Yeah.
That was the main thing. And have we had any tests, or have the guys actually tried it out to see whether the torque and everything is much easier or anything of that sort?
No. There's no way to them to ship this in for us to, quote, try. And the other thing is I tried to find a motor for our current reel, but they don't make them. There's very specific people that want to through a mother.
Okay.
Repeat your name, please.
Frank Umina.
Umina.
U-L-I-N-A, 1115 Virginia. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, I don't know if the other cover for the solar rail is worn at all. We could always order two, because we need to cover both of them to save our solar power.
Okay. Did you want to change the amendment to if we need to order two covers?
I amend my motion to approve the purchase of the new double wheel to have two covers as opposed to one.
Okay, and the second?
I second.
Okay. Again, any questions for me? Okay, can I have all those in favor say aye?
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. Carries. Now, do we need a motion to get somebody to turn on the lights? Oh. Thank you. Okay, old business. Yeah. Sheree, you want to start off with the update on 206?
All the documentation has been sent to the attorney. The attorney, of course, has all of the police reports and so forth on 206 Holiday Park Boulevard for Joanne Hall. The letter was drafted, so he is proceeding, and I asked him to please expedite this as we really want to get this resolved as quickly as possible. So it's in the attorney's hands. As quickly as they can process it and go through the red tape and the court system, it's going. It's definitely going. And we just said, I said, we don't care how you do it. We want her gone. So it's truly in the attorney's hands. And I will keep you posted every step of the way. When I hear something, you certainly will hear from me.
Okay, thank you. Also, now second on the old business is the audio system. Don Washington has been working with this, and he's going to give a little presentation.
That's my point. I've been working on the sound system here for close to a year with Gary Valentine. And we and Sheree and Joanne actually pulled me in initially. And I've been around, been a musician all my life and around PA here. And so my contribution to the park, I would like to improve on our sound system here. And I've been at this for a year. I've taken our rack apart, and we have one blown amplifier in the system, and the system is not set up properly. The speaker placement isn't proper. And so through Sheree, we've worked with the same fellows. We met with three companies here and had meetings over the last year. And of course, the number one issue was the sound design of the hall. And I understand that there's going to be lots more work required for that and expense to modernize our hall and make it more acoustically viable, better. But along my journey, we own a lot of very good gear here, and it's not working properly. And so as a starting point, we've got to get our sound system in shape and set up so that people can hear at the meetings. Also that we have good sound when we have a dance here. So with the people that did the work on the surveillance system here, they were really a good bunch of guys, and I met with them a couple of times. And here's the actions that I've taken so far. And I'm donating a new radio for the pool. And it is so Mickey Mouse, I can't tell you, that it's just all one wire and it's all thatched together, and it's all one wire going up to all the speakers, and it doesn't work when it's overcast. And and of course I'm being a sound and a musician guy. I'd be in the pool and I'd just hear the static and it would drive me crazy. So I bought the radio. Thank you. And the radio I got is a good Sony, and it also has a remote. So that needs to be installed in the rack that we have in the office. And so that the office staff or custodian, we can keep our electronic rack locked, and it will work with a remote so that the channels can be changed and it can be turned on and off. And I want the guys to rewire what we have up there. We've already burned up one radio, and they stole the one from here and wired that in the same way in the pool. And so that's already in motion to do that. And then the other thing I discovered when I took this rack apart here, and I'm really glad to see Jose finally got some wire nuts on the speaker wire up there, but there's a reason why the amplifier has blown here. I'm having the audio guys get a hold of Cherie. I don't know if they've got a hold of you this week. They're coming in this week to evaluate our system here. The other thing that I have, and I'm donating to the park, I just sold a beautiful PA system, and I kept all the wiring for it. And so that is all professional wiring for plugging in speakers, for plugging in monitors, and for us to have a professional setup here. And this system was installed here because we had that pull-out stage. And that, I don't know how long ago that was done, but I know all the plugins don't work properly. And this is our new stage here. And this is really underutilized. And that our system needs to be upgraded for the park use. And so I'm asking for a budget of up to $5,000. And that's just up to $5,000. The first thing we need, which is going to happen this week, is a professional evaluation. This stuff needs to be rewired. Our audio rack needs to be set up in such a way that it's surge protected, and that it's not, you don't have to push a whole bunch of buttons to turn it on, and only one person knows the sequence, and it needs to be bulletproof and set up. The other thing is this setup here, where people can't hear in meetings, is not acceptable. The sound quality is just terrible. This is all tinny and it all pops. And we need to get the system fixed. We need to get it set up properly. And then that setup has got to be mirrored for every meeting. And the custodian staff, I've spoken to everyone. They're all on board for some training. And they need to operate this stuff and know what's going on with it, and that is adjusting sound levels and so on. I'd like the board to maybe consider a move to either the front of the stage or the stage so that we can get a better sound quality with the sound going down the hall for everyone to hear. So first step is to pay for the evaluation. And I'll work closely with Cherie here to come up with, absolutely we need the amplifiers replaced. And but we need the sound system. We're not going to go spend $25,000 to redo the hall, but we've got to bring this system up to working. We've already paid for it, and it's ridiculous that it's not working properly. Moira, my wife, is having a 46-kid choir here for a Christmas, for a musical celebration around the Christmas season, and that these kids are going to perform on the stage. I want to have our PA set up so that it is multifaceted, and we'll work to fulfill our needs here. And that is kick-ass sound quality for our dances. Also, I think, you know, as we move forward here in the park, and there's a lot of wonderful live entertainment, and there's lots of it here in the Melbourne area, and I think we should have a PA system with a monitor system and a professional system here that we can present great entertainment here. We already own this stuff, it's just not working right. So I'll work backwards from the $5,000 with Cherie. I don't want to work with everybody, but I'm open to suggestions. But I use Cherie as a point person, and I discuss things with Joanne also. And let's get this all working properly. And again, I'm going to donate all my old PA wires and so on, so that we can have a professional setup here. And so if we can stumble across a band, you know, that wants to play here, or we have an event, we can present it here. And again, we already own this stuff; it just needs to be. So that's my request here. I've worked on this for a year now. It's my contribution to the park, and I've done this for a long time. And let's get it working right. The other thing I'm working on with Gary Valentine is I already hooked up the Bluetooth setup so people could come in and introduce their own music through our sound system here. So if you wanted to build a playlist for a dance, it'll hook up through your smartphone through our PA. And I'm working with Gary on a Bluetooth setup, transmitter setup, so that for folks that, there are people with hearing problems here, and there's people here that are going to have hearing problems. there's some really excellent systems there, and at the very least, for people with disabilities, and we have to look after the seniors here, and so I'd like to look in on the system. It's not that expensive, so the headphones are available for people to hear what is going on here, and it's pretty straightforward. And so let's spend some of our dough and let's get this straightened out here.
Okay, so do you have a question? Did you have a question?
No, but I
want
to make a motion.
Oh, I was going to ask. Well, when you're talking the $5,000, is that going to, you think, cover everything you just wished for there?
Yes.
Okay.
Cautiously optimistic, but I'm going to work backwards from the design that these guys presented. I think ultimately we're going to replace the system in here. We and the hall is going to be reworked here. I think that I'd like to see the hall, the acoustics improved and so on. So the equipment that I replace will not be will be able to be utilized in the new design.
Okay. Any acoustic work we will do will be okay with this sound system.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. And I'm very tight with my money.
Anybody else have any more questions before we get a motion?
Keith, you just asked this, but I want to make sure I understand. So the guys that are coming in, they are going to evaluate the equipment and the wiring.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
And then
And we pay them for that?
Yes.
Okay. Plus, then they're going to say, well, we need to rewire this. We could change this to Bluetooth. Then they're going to recommend some more equipment, correct? You're saying the amplifiers need to be replaced?
Yes. Well, there's one is blown here now, which I've already removed, and I ordered on Amazon, but it didn't come in. And I was just going to go do the work here myself, but it's not fair to our staff. Also, from an insurance standpoint, to be crawling up and checking all our connections. We need it professionally evaluated, and that's the first step before I say, well, what we're going to replace or what we're going to do. We need to have it evaluated, and then we'll move forward.
I agree. Yeah. I totally agree. We need a good system, and we can afford it.
Sure.
We have the money. Is $5,000 enough?
To get it operating properly, yes. And then if things come up, if we're going to incur more expense, it'll be self-explanatory. But I think $5,000 is really an adequate budget. Donating the stuff that I have. The other big thing, and I've spoken with our custodial staff, and they are all up for being trained on this stuff. I think that we have to educate our maintenance guys here, and then they've all expressed interest in this. And I helped Allison. We had a problem with our audiovisual presentation, so so we got that all looked after. Well, where are the books for that? Our custodial staff should have a handle on all this, and they need to be trained. And I'll assist in that. In that aspect of it.
Okay, thank you. Did somebody want to make a motion?
Yes, I motion that we budget $5,000 immediately.
I second that.
Thank you, John. Thank you.
You're welcome. I think everybody here is trying to figure out a way to give to the park to make it better for everybody, and this is how I've chosen to do it. And everybody should figure out a way to help out everybody here. It's a great
We have a motion on the floor. Any questions or from the audience? Okay, let's take a motion. Could you read that motion, Joanne?
Kendra made a motion to spend up to approve up to $5,000 for evaluation of our sound system.
Okay, all those who...
And Helen seconded.
And Helen seconded. All those who approve, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, it's carried. There will be a $5,000 budget on that. Okay, Cherie, you wanted to talk a little about pressure washing our sound wall. We've gone through quite a bit on this. So.
Yeah, we had three companies. One of them we chose, and I think he was overwhelmed. He backed out, and then he said he would do it, and then it just seems like a fly-by-night company, even though I checked his references and so forth. I think he's intimidated by the job, so I don't feel he's going to be the right fit to get the sound wall power washed. There is another company, which we're in pretty good shape, because from what I understand, there's a big mold issue, and we've exceeded that time frame, so now we don't have to worry about excessive mold. Right now, when we clean it, it's going to stay clean for a while. So that, it's not like we should have done this 3 to 4 months ago, so we're in a safe zone right there. The company that I'm suggesting that I think we should use is TNC.
We did have three bids already, but this one backed out, and so you're presenting the one that was the cheaper and the what you think is good.
Exactly. It's TNC. They were highly recommended. TNC Coatings. Their bid is for $15,455. The other bid was for $19,050. And then DBI gave us a bid. And their bid was for
I think it was 11,000 or no, 12,000 and change, but they can't commit to a time frame either. So I say we go with TNC. Now, I spoke to the utilities division of Palm Bay. They charge $3.77 per 1,000 gallons of water. They will send a crew out here to hook the hose meter up to the hydrants, and then they'll put it on each hydrant as the